You know that song by the Hollies? He ain't heavy, he's my brother. I was singing that in the surf in North Cornwall when we took my brother Martin bodyboarding. Martin is Down syndrome and lives in a self-help community in Aberdeen where he's a baker. He's just been on a sailing adventure for disabled around the Western Isles of Scotland and he's telling everybody about it. There was something really magical seeing his face as we helped him into a wetsuit, took him down to the shore and into the surf. Now Cornish waves are great. It can be misty and drizzly half a mile inland and on the beach fine and clear. Even in a wetsuit, though, the water still has an impact when it reaches the ozone. And then, until you get used to it, every wave knocks you over or pushes you back several steps. And finally, we got Martin to turn around, climb aboard his bodyboard, and we pushed him into the foaming surf. His face was a picture as the waves washed over him, and then the delight as he caught a wave and rode it all the way into shore. Happiness is being together, trying something new, and having a go. Later on at the next beach, as Martin had chips and ice cream, he watched and chuckled as Billy and I tried to bodyboard the tsunamis between the flags. They come crashing in. Mistime them, they bundle you over and over. Water up your nose. You come up coughing and spluttering with the family all laughing outroariously at your expense. I like the way the lifeguards keep the surfers and the swimmers separate. I could spend all day in the sea, as long as I have a wetsuit and no one minds. How you keep that wetsuit warm? You know what I mean. I'll be down at Bournemouth later in the season. I want to try out that new man-made surf beach. I lost a pair of specs on the shore, so if you find them, you will let me know, won't you? I first tried surfing on Bondi Beach in Sydney. It was on a Wackaday filming trip. We enjoyed a recce day on the beach playing in the surf. It was work, you understand. And then we went off to the surf shop to get kitted out. David Gingell was the shop chappie. Now, how do I remember that name? Well, because he was the son of the managing director of TVAM, Bruce Gingell, and he suggested he'd be good on screen. And he was. The piece involved me struggling into a blue and orange wetsuit. You won't believe this, but I've still got the wetsuit, and it still fits. Then I had to try on various wild pairs of shorts. Yes, I've still got those as well. One on top of the other till I had on about 20 pairs. And half a dozen caps. Hilarious. The war paint was the final touch. Do you remember zinc sunblock? You don't see it nowadays. But then it was all the rage and it looked fantastic in big adamant-type stripes right across my face. Ginge gave me the usual surfing lesson. You lie next to the board on the sand, then you spring up and stand on it. Of course, it's dead easy on the beach and impossible in the surf. Until, that is, I reached for my Timmy Magic surfboard, an ironing board from the hotel. Better do this in one take, we decided, because we're not sure what'll happen. And what happened was this. I ran into the surf, set up the ironing board and lay on it with everyone staring in disbelief. I lasted just one wave. It was a monster. Bosh! Over went the Timmy, over went the board, and by the time I'd rescue it, the legs were mangled, and the whole beach crowd were laughing like mad. You should try it. I'm sure with practice it will work. Not.